And my guest for the second half is the fabulous Diana Delling.
Good morning, Hollis. Good morning, everyone.
This is our Speaking of the Arts and Other Stuff segment of the program. So what's on your agenda for the weekend or the coming week?
Lots of things, but because I do come from the Lensic, I wanted to just tell people about what's going on there first. Not a lot is going on there this week. We are closed for maintenance. The Lensic is closed. It closes 2 weeks about every 6 months, in January and June, for maintenance, for things like carpet cleaning and seat repair and all kinds of things that you don't usually think about going on in the theater, but they do. So we're closed until dark, rather. The stage is dark until January 17th. But Ticket Santa Fe, the box office, is open if people want to come in and get tickets for shows that are coming up, either at the Lensic or at so many other places around town. So I just wanted to say that before we got started.
Well, okay, but if the Lensic is actually dark, how come you're still dressed up for work?
Because that's a great question. Maybe you can talk to Bob Martin about that. Why are we still there?
Well, it's Santa Fe, and yet you just look so professional.
Oh, thank you. I have a meeting today.
Oh, good.
But of course, we're still there making things happen in the background, doing programming and education programs, and we're still hard at work planning for the rest of the week, of the year, not the week, the year.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So we're happy, and I'm happy to be there, Bob.
Good.
but other things are going on this week all over town. I just picked up a Pasatiempo on the way here and saw on the cover is the Hansel and Gretel opera. It's a children's opera, so it's presented by Performance Santa Fe at the Scottish Rite Temple. And it's an opera that has been rejiggered, we'll say, in the very non-technical term, by Joe Illick, the director of Performance Santa Fe, to be a good length and a good entertaining version for children. It's at the Scottish Rite Temple, and I need to find the dates.
It's the 9th tonight and Saturday and Sunday. Tonight it's 7 p.m. Saturday it's 2. Sunday it's 2 o'clock. And you need to get advance tickets. So you need to call Performance Santa Fe, 984-8759, to reserve your seats. And it does sell out.
Yeah, I've heard it's really popular.
Performance Santa Fe does a youth opera every January. And oddly, my niece, Claire Jamito, played Gretel, last time they did Hansel and Gretel. So when I started seeing the ads for it this time, it's my niece in the ads.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and she's obviously not in the performance
right,
this year.
Right, but they have to use the photos they have.
Right.
That's fabulous.
Right, so of course I've clipped some out to send her for a good laugh.
Very nice.
Yeah, and I thought I knew everything that was going on that I thought was really cool this weekend. And then I saw today in PASA, the African Children's Choir is at the cathedral tonight at 7 p.m. And just the idea, this human rights activist formed this children's choir with at-risk orphans in Uganda, and then it's developed since then and involves something like 50,000 children. And it's free. You can make donations, but it sounds, I just thought, wow, what a wonderful opportunity
to
hear.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Speaking of the international front, I always like to try to do segues between these exciting events. There's the 50th anniversary celebration dinner of the Council on International Relations is taking place this week. And that is at the La Fonda. It is January 15th, so it's actually next week. And it will be, they'll have a dinner and a celebration because the Council on International Relations citizen diplomats are celebrating their 50th anniversary of hosting international visitors and bringing all kinds of guests here to Santa Fe to increase knowledge and engagement in world affairs. And tickets are still available for that, and you can call to get them. But if you're interested in something that's just getting more involved in finding out what the organization is all about, they have a book club. They have a monthly book club. The next one is January 13th, and they are reading the book by Howard W. French, China's Second Continent, which is a prelude to talk by Howard French being scheduled for February this month.
Yeah, great.
This year.
Great. And what's the contact for the dinner?
Let me make sure I have that.
Is that there?
I should have it.
It's the Santa Fe Council on International Relations.
Yeah, so their website.
Just Google it.
Yeah, you can do the website is sfcir.org. And the book club is January 13th from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Oh, my gosh, I have a great segue. still on the international front.
Yeah, there we go.
We are, tonight is opening at the Playhouse, the Mad Woman of Chaillot. Now, the preview was last night, but if you didn't make it to that, this is a fabulous play that was written in 1944, I believe, and sounds as if it was written today. So many things going on in that, and actually it is set in Paris, which is kind of odd and does have to do with some sort of odd happenings. But Karen Lee, the wonderful actress, leading lady here in town, is playing the Mad Woman of Chaillot, and there are lots of other very well-known actors. It's a big cast, 24 people.
I saw that.
Yeah. And so that's tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2, and it goes on for about 4 weeks. Tonight's the gala event, so there's going to be food provided by 315 Restaurant and Wine Bar. Call for reservations, 988-4262, or you can now go online for the Playhouse and get tickets online, santafeplayhouse.org. Mad Woman of Chaillot. Now, go ahead, make
a
segue off of that one.
Speaking of Chaillot, I don't have any segue for that. But we do have something else that I plan to go to next week. It's a talk sponsored by the Santa Fe Institute. It's called Eating Our Words, What the Language of Food Says About Us. This is at the James A. Little Theater next Wednesday night at 7:30. And this is a talk by a MacArthur fellow named Daniel Jarofsky. He will be talking about the words we use to talk about food. They offer surprising insights on history, economics, psychology, and even, he says, evolution. He explores the relationship between food and language around the globe, from the origins of America's national condiment as a Chinese fermented fish sauce.
Yeah.
Now, would that be ketchup?
Oh, no.
What's our national condiment, though?
Our national condiment?
I would have to think it's ketchup.
It's got to be ketchup, right?
Anyway, to the reason crispy food brands tend to have different vowels than their, I guess in their names, than their creamy counterparts. Interesting, and yeah. It is at the James A. Little Theater. For more information, you go to Santa Fe Institute's website, santafe.edu.
Speaking of words and their meanings.
There we go.
there's a free introductory training this weekend that I want to mention. Given the violence that's been going on in our world, and especially the shocking violence in Paris this week, there's a wonderful program called Nonviolent Communication that was developed by a man named Marshall Rosenberg. It's very well known. And a guy named Jack Lehman here in town is going to do a free introductory workshop this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4:30 p.m., on nonviolent communication. And nonviolent communication is based on principles of compassion and relating to other individuals. And it's a wonderful, wonderful program that is also a very deep personal development program. And I highly recommend trying this out. It's free. Hey, why not? 988-5464. 988-5464, Jack Lehman, the introduction to nonviolent communication. And before you jump in here, I'm going to even say, speaking of words, more words.
Good.
There's a program on Sunday called Let Your Voice Be Heard at the 2015 legislative session. It's advocacy training for beginners and advanced people, for people of faith and conscience. And so there's a group of folks from the New Mexico Interfaith Power and Light, the Interfaith Social Justice Network, and some other groups that are putting this on. It's Sunday, 1:30 to 4 p.m. It's free, and they're going to teach you how to basically be your own lobbyist at the legislature, how to look at the website, figure out who's who and where they are, how to talk to legislators about your beliefs, advancing the issues you want to work on. This is a 60-day session. You'll have a lot of opportunities to make a difference. So if you're interested in Let Your Voice Be Heard, you can RSVP to Holly Beaumont. It's HBEAUMONT at IWJ.org. That's the Reverend Holly Beaumont, H. Beaumont at IWJ.org. And that's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe on Barcelona and Galisteo Street on Sunday at 1:30.
Nice.
Take it away, Diana.
If you feel like a drive, this is worth a drive up to Los Alamos today, tonight, or maybe you're listening from there, the British Baroque Ensemble Red Priest will be giving a concert tonight at the Duane Smith Auditorium at Los Alamos High School. This is an ensemble that named itself after violinist-composer Antonio Vivaldi, who apparently was a priest with red hair. So they kind of chose that as an irreverent name, and they take an irreverent approach to I'm sure it's respectful, but a sort of fun approach to Baroque music. They play, as the Passatiempo says today, fast and loosed with their material, preferring, and this is a quote from James Keller in the Passatiempo, preferring theatricality to anything resembling academic sobriety. They look fun, they dress in a funky way, not like you're used to seeing classical musicians, and that's something they're also very well known, I will say that too, and very respected. So they're at the Duane Smith Auditorium at Los Alamos High School tonight. Tickets are available through Tickets Santa Fe at the Lensic, 988-1234, or ticketsantafe.org.
Thanks for that. And speaking of nothing that has anything to do with that, one of my favorite galleries in town is having an opening tonight. Santa Fe Clay, from 5 to 7 p.m., is having an opening for a show called Six Under 36. It's six ceramists who are 36 years old or younger, I guess. And I do want to say that one of the best opportunities to buy art is often from younger artists, because they're developing artists. Their prices aren't usually as high as somebody who's been making art for 30 years. And it can be also a really good way to see what's really new and hip, because as we all know, what the young people are doing is always pushing the envelope. Six Under 36, Emily Duke, Linda Lopez, Brooks Oliver, Peter Pincus, Adam Shiverdecker. I love that name, Shiverdecker.
You're good at pronouncing it, too.
And Matt Zimke. That'll be tonight at Santa Fe Clay in the Rail Yard.
I have never been to the Rio Grande Nature Center. Have you? It's down in Albuquerque.
No, I'm embarrassed to say I haven't.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say that too. But maybe it's time, because tomorrow they're having a Winter Bird and Bat Festival. This is an all-day-long affair from 8:30 to 4. And it's very affordable because it's free. And they're going to have all kinds of activities related to birds and bats. It'll focus on bird and bat survival techniques, habitat migration. They're going to have guided bird walks, guided nature walks, kids' activities, live birds with wildlife rescue. I always love that. Usually, I don't know if they'll have these birds there tomorrow, but usually, you know, you see a handler bring in hawks and owls and teach you about
raptors.
Raptors, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things, and I'm well above the age that I think would probably really love it, which is kids. So for more information on this event, the Bird and Bat Winter Festival at the Rio Grande Nature Center, which is on Candelaria in Albuquerque, you can contact the park at 344-7240. That's 322-7240.
I was looking through all the different magazines and things, and realizing there were a couple of musical things I wanted to mention that sound like fun to me. One of them is on, let's see, it's Sunday night, is Nacho Mendez and company are going to be at El Farol, 7 p.m. to close. And Nacho Mendez is just an institution in Santa Fe. I don't mean she's old, but but what a wonderful singer and performer, and that sounds like a lot of fun to me. And then I was also looking at, and I can't figure out the day of the week this is, Tiny's Song Circle. So this is something that happens at Tiny's restaurant, and you go down and you can sing, you can tell stories. It's an open mic night with a twist with $2 tacos. And I guess I shouldn't have said that. We don't usually talk about money on public radio, but I'm struggling here because the little thing I'm looking at. I think it's
second Tuesday of each month.
Thank you for clarifying that. Second Tuesday. So that would be this coming Tuesday, right? Exactly. So that sounded like fun to me. I could go down and make a fool of myself, and you guys could all come and laugh at me, and it would be great, right?
We won't laugh. We would never laugh.
Oh, thanks, Diana.
Except we'd laugh with you.
With me, right.
Uh-huh. The Santa Fe Watershed Association conversation is taking place. That's the name of the event. This is presented by Journey Santa Fe, and the title of the event is the Santa Fe Watershed Association conversation. It's Sunday from 11 to 1. And it will be at Collected Works. They'll have Andy Otto, who's the executive director of the Watershed Association, bringing everybody up to date on what's going on with the association's activities. I'm sure the health of our watershed and things that would be great to know for all Santa fans in a time when water is not as abundant as we might hope. The moderator is Steve Harris, who is the executive director of the Rio Grande Restoration Nonprofit Conservation Group. So a great conservation talk, Collected work Sunday from 11 to 1. For more info, you can call the bookstore at 988-4226.
And it's a great opportunity to get in trouble looking at books.
Yeah, and they have good ones. The front table is always so great. If you're short on time, you can go to that front table by the side door on Water Street, and they've curated the collection, and there's some really good picks. You can just take a glance, and you usually find one. I usually find several that I want to grab.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? I want to mention something that's coming up, not this weekend, but next, because it might take a little bit of planning. This is the Chama Chili Ski Classic, which is their 42nd annual big party up there. It has cross-country ski events, including freestyle and classic style skiing, snowshoe racing, combined ski and snowshoe events, and all kinds of things for kids and families. And so it's next Saturday and Sunday. They've got some clinics going on too. They have a yurt and ski snowshoe tour, chili and a chili cook-off, an intermediate telemark skiing clinic, yoga. See, that's where I would go. You could all go ski and I'll just go to the yoga, right? A fat tire bike race and just a costume contest. I mean, it just goes on and on. It just sounds like a lot of fun. Live music, beer tasting, all that kind of stuff. So if you want to know about this, you can go to skichama.com and get all the info.
I want to point out a couple of things at the Santa Fe Humane Society. Through January, you can adopt any dog who's 20 pounds or over for only $15. And I'm sure that there are adorable, fantastic dogs at 20 pounds or over for only $15. You can't beat it. They also, on their fabulous website, it's really a good website, they feature videos on dog training and all kinds of events that they're having, new shelter training events or dog adoptions, or if they go around town to have dog adoptions, as they usually do. This weekend they'll be at PetSmart Santa Fe on Zafferano on Saturday from 1 to 4. And also they're there today from 1 to 4, tomorrow from noon to 3, and Sunday from 1 to 4. And check out the website. It's the sfhumanesociety.org. And go get your dog for $15, a new family friend.
I just had, yesterday, I had Mary Martin, the executive director of the Santa Fe Humane Society, I think that was yesterday, and Hannah Padilla, the behavioral director of behavior there. And that was really fun.
I bet that's great.
Yeah, so they have a lot of new initiatives going on over there.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, Diana. But as long as we're talking about animals, I want to mention another wonderful place where you can find your new forever friend, and that's your forever kitty friend, whom you can find from Felines and Friends. That's a local cat rescue and placement organization which gives a second chance to abandoned and neglected cats. This week's featured cat is Shylin, I am not sure. She's very sweet and playful. She's a beautiful girl with short gray and white coat and a cute little white goatee under her chin.
A goateed girl.
She has
nice.
A goatee. If you're interested in adopting her, you can call 505-316-CAT1, or it's 316-2281, or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And you can look at her and any of the other cats available for adoption at Felines and Friends website, which is fandfnm.org.
It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, and they're often at Petco, whereas, you know, you can go to PetSmart today and see the animals from the animal shelter here. You can go to Petco Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4 and see kitty cats. So there you have it.
There you have it. I don't think we've done this one already. The IAIA, Institute of American Indian Arts Writers Festival.
No, we haven't.
That started yesterday, but it continues today, this evening. And it is, obviously just what it, the Writers Festival has been going on actually from the 3rd to the 9th. So tomorrow's the closing day. Today's the closing day. I need to get my story straight. Today is the closing day at the Writers Festival, and it will feature readings by noted authors. And in featured today, sometime this evening, will be Sherman Alexie, who is, of course, the Spokane Coeur d'Alene Indian author who has written many books, including What I've Stolen, What I've Earned, Blasphemy, the movie Smoke Signals, and much more. He will be there closing the festival tonight. But for a complete schedule of events, you can go to their website, which is iaia.edu.
Okay, and that Sherman Alexie is speaking at 6 p.m. tonight.
Oh, good, okay.
Yeah, and there's a phone number you can call to, 424-2356. This is going to be in the IAI auditorium, and he is a very famous speaker. So you might want to call. It says call for seat availability. So I don't. It doesn't say reservations.
That's a good
but
point.
Maybe they can kind of give you an idea of what it's looking like over there. So that would be a good one. Okay, in the arena of things I've never done in Santa Fe but wish I could, is on Sunday night, Israeli dance at Oddfellows Hall. You know that funky little building on...
Oh, I do.
On
Early
Cerritos? Yeah, on Cerritos.
Oh, on Cerritos, okay.
It sits kind of sideways, and it's where all these dance events are. And this is Israeli dance. And so they, you know, you go, it's 8 to 10 p.m. The price is like, so it's not even, you know, it's nothing. And these things are typically a lot of fun, and they give a little instruction ahead of time. So if you like to dance and you just want to get out and meet some new people, Israeli dance at 8 to 10 on Sunday night at the Oddfellows Hall. The number's 470-7077. How about that?
That sounds...
Doesn't it fun? Sound like
yeah.
fun? Yeah.
Tomorrow at Cerritos Hills State Park, which is down in Cerritos off 14, there will be a solar observation event from 10 to 12. It's just a week past the time, December 21st, when the Earth is closest to the sun, but winter's still here, so they're having a special day of solar observation where they're teaching people about their Analemma kiosk, which is a sundial. You can look at sunspots and sun prominences through their solar telescopes. You can meet in the parking lot, which is about a half mile north of Cerritos Village on County Road 59, if you're interested. And the event starts at 10. For more information, you can call Cerritos Hills State Park at 474-0196.
Which day is that?
It's tomorrow.
It's
Saturday,
tomorrow.
January 9th.
10th.
10th. What is my deal? I can't figure out that it's the new year and things are back to our normal routine.
Right. I want to bring up a really wonderful program here, Southwest Seminars. If you've never gone, they have a series of lectures that go on that are held at the Hotel Santa Fe on Monday nights. And the upcoming one on January 12th is Governor Paul Tosa from Jemez Pueblo. He's the former governor of Jemez Pueblo and a tribal council member. He's a historian, and he's going to talk about the Jemez ancestral homeland, what I learned from my grandfather. And that just sounds very appealing to me. And I urge people, if you haven't ever tried one of these Southwest seminars, they're really fun. Just grab a friend and go. Monday nights at 6 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe. It's good to get there early because they're crowded. People love these things. So get there early and get a seat. If you need more information, you can call Connie Eichstadt, 466-2775.
Another community event going on Monday, January 12th, from 5:30 to 7:30, is Meet the Mayor. Mayor Javier Gonzalez will be at the Chavez Center from 5:30 to 7:30, kind of like an open, not open mic, but an open house where Santa Fans will have the opportunity to meet with him, sit down, and you'll each get 5 to 7 minutes, depending on how many people show up and time permitting, to discuss municipal issues you care about. So if you're just curious about what's going on in Santa Fe, have a suggestion, an issue, come on down to the Chavez Center on Monday night between 5:30 and 7:30, and you can sit down and talk with the mayor. It's like public office hours.
Yeah, wow. It sounds like 2 hours of that. I kind of feel sorry for him already.
I know, because he's going to hear all kinds of suggestions and complaints and hopefully some compliments, too.
So we've already talked about a lot of things going on tonight, but I wanted to mention one more. At 5:30 p.m. at OpSit, the bookstore at San Busco, Sia Sunrise Person, yes, that's her name, Sia Sunrise Person, is reading from her memoir, North of Normal. Boy, this woman grew up in a really unusual circumstance in northern Alberta, led by her grandfather. They lived in a canvas teepee, they grew pot, and they hunted and gathered to survive. You know, lots of running nude through the meadow and stuff like that. And she really had to struggle, having an upbringing like that, to create a life for herself. Eventually, she became an international model when she was 13, and she has a very interesting story. A lot of long-held family secrets and extreme family dysfunction. We all have that, right? Maybe not quite that extreme. I didn't get to run nude through meadows. But anyway, that's an opposite at 5:30 tonight. She'll be reading from her book.
On Wednesday, January 14th, next Wednesday, come on down to the New Mexico History Museum from 12 to 2, and you can bring your lunch in a brown bag because it's a brown bag lunch lecture. The title of the lecture is Films Made in New Mexico, A History. Film historian Jeff Berg will be there. He's kicking off the 2015 series of these brown bag lectures, and it's in the meme room. He's a Santa Fe-based writer, film reviewer, and historian, and for the past few years, he's been traveling New Mexico, narrating clips. He has traveled New Mexico, now I understand. He's traveled New Mexico giving this presentation where he narrates clips of movies that have been made in our state. You can learn more about what's been made here and probably how it's done. It's at the New Mexico History Museum at 113 Lincoln Avenue for details, 476-5100.
Okay, and one more, The New Space Age, an archaeological perspective on humanity's exploration and use of space. This is a School for Advanced Research talk. And it's coming up on Tuesday, 3 to 4 p.m., and it's free. Call 954-7203. That's in light of our talk about space today. Thanks, Diana, for coming in.
Thank you for bumbling through with me. I'm sorry. I need a little more coffee, I think.
We'll see you soon.